when saying I quit is a vote for a stronger economy.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in New York, good morning. I'm David Brancaccio. A new worrying hint this morning about America's job market. The number of people signing up for unemployment benefits rose by 13,000 over the last week. That puts the seasonally adjusted number at 380,000. The consensus of economists was for the number to fall, so a surprise and not a great one. Heidi Shierholz is a labor economist with the Economic Policy Institute in Washington. Ms. Shierholz, thanks for joining us live.
Thanks for having me.
So these new unemployment claims for the past week, what do you make of this?
Okay, you never want to see these things go up. That is, you want to see them going in the right direction, heading down. But I'm not too worried about what happened this time around. That increase of 13,000, it's not a huge spike, and there is a ton of week-to-week variation in these numbers. So we haven't seen a lot of improvement in the last couple of months, but the overall trend, if you eyeball this thing going back the last couple of years, is a pretty steady improvement. So we want to keep our eyes on it. We don't want this thing to go up, but I'm not too worried about what we saw in the numbers this morning.
We also learned this week, Heidi, that more Americans are quitting their jobs on their own volition because they want to. What does that tell you?
Yeah, it's sort of counterintuitive, right? But that's actually very good news for the labor market. In a really dynamic labor market where there's lots of job opportunities, that means there's not just job opportunities for unemployed people, there's also job opportunities for people with jobs. One of the ways people in this labor market see advancement, see wage increases, is through quitting the job they have and moving to one that's a better match for them, a better fit for their skills, their experience, with better wages. So the fact that we're seeing people voluntarily leave their jobs and presumably in many cases taking another job, that actually is a very good sign of healing in the labor market.
Because it takes a sense that things are going in the right direction for you to have the nerve to make the jump.
Yeah, exactly. I think that one of the problems that we've seen in the labor market over the last few years is that hiring is very low. The job opportunities just aren't out there for either the unemployed or for people with jobs who want to move up and on. So the fact that we're seeing people feel the confidence to voluntarily leave their job is a good signal that's starting to head in the right direction. One thing we do have to note, however, is that voluntary quits are still very low compared to where they were before the recession started. So there's a lot of room to make up. There's a lot we have to make up
right. Before
we're at a truly healthy labor market. But it's good news that it's headed there.
All right. Heidi Shierholz, economist at the Economic Policy Institute. Thank you for this.
Thanks for having me.
The new boss of battered electronics giant Sony says he sees the company's future in three things: digital imaging, video games, and mobile electronics. Notice he did not say TV sets or laptop computers. Kazuo Hirai also confirmed reports that Sony will cut 10,000 jobs this year, but he's quoted as saying he will definitely change Sony and revive it. Now let's do the numbers. The FTSE 100 index in London is currently down about 0.3%. The German DAX index going the other way up 0.2%. Royal Dutch Shell stock was down about 4.8% this morning after a, quote, light sheen of oil was spotted near some of its facilities in the Gulf of Mexico, 130 miles southeast of New Orleans. The company's checking. Word today, wholesale prices in the U.S. were flat in March. Gasoline prices were down, again, wholesale, offsetting higher food prices.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Chartered Global Management Accountant designation CGMA, established by the AICPA and CIMA, cgma.org, and by MassMutual, offering retirement and 401k plans to businesses for more than 65 years, massmutual.com/retirestrong.
Today, let's look at what's affectionately known as the time suck. How much time we devote to technology is the subject of our weekly attitude check.
And the latest poll number suggests
margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the polling firm Gallup. He joins us every Thursday. Morning, Frank.
Good morning, David.
So I've done a survey of one, me, and I'm using technology 4 hours a day outside of work. Is that bizarre, typical?
Well, what we know is that a lot of younger Americans are really worried about spending too much time using screens. That's what we call them. That would be using their phones, smartphones, or using the internet. In fact, we were really surprised at this. Startling results. Almost 6 in 10 18 to 29-year-olds told us that they feel guilty. They spend too much time using their cell phone or their smartphone, and they spend too much time using the internet. And almost half say they spend too much time on social media sites such as Facebook.
The question then becomes when the guilt matures into doing something about it.
Well, that's absolutely the question. I was wondering, are we going to have a backlash? Well, we have young Americans saying too much. I'm going to stop. You know, we're going to have screen-free days and Silicon Valley is going to collapse. You know, in our research, we have asked people who smoke, do you smoke too much? Oh, absolutely. I shouldn't be smoking at all. I should quit. We ask overweight people, how do you feel? Oh, I should be losing weight. So a lot of people know they're doing something that's wrong, but whether or not they're able to change this is the real question. So we don't know if young people ultimately are going to stop looking at those screens so much. We just know that right now they think they're spending too much time doing it.
Is there a split between genders here?
There really wasn't much difference between men and women. There was a difference by education, which was interesting. In general, people aren't as concerned about doing too much email. However, email is related to education. If you have a college degree or a postgraduate degree, that's where you get higher and higher in turn worry about you're spending too much time on email. So education is a variable in there. But men and women look like they're about the same in terms of worry about spending too much time staring at those screens.
So much guilt. Call it the guilted age. Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the polling firm Gallup. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
For more on all of this, you can visit us at the website. Just point the browser to marketplace.org. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. On APM, American Public Media.
Business news. It's not all banks, budgets, and bottom lines, you know. At Marketplace, we think it can be lots of things, like...
So, maybe you've heard of the Kardashians.
iPhone and iPad apps.
Christian Dior.
Wine.
We Fit.
Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
The NFL.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Whether you need news or the numbers or just a good laugh, join us next time for Marketplace, the business show for the rest of us. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like...
What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.